The following announcements have been paid for by the sponsors of the Hameen Media Group. Hameen Media Group brand management is taking over. Social media, video, audio, design, marketing, and more. HMG brand management is proud to be partnered with Vince Russo's The Brand, Stevie Ray TV, Rip Rogers FR Podcast, Goldilocks, Big Vito Brand, The A Show starring Aaron Stevens and April Hunter, The Two Man Power Trip, and now, Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, The Beautiful People. Search for all of our HMG brand management partners on your favorite podcatchers, YouTube, and of course, Patreon. Support your favorite HMG ring veterans by visiting ProWrestlingTees.com, Dr. Man Beast Ted McNaylor, Greek God Papadon, SCG Search from Big Sal, Chris Silvio, Stevie Richards, and of course, the Ayatollah himself, Ben Hameen. Hey, bro. Wake up with the official Vince Russo coffee from Broster's Coffee. Medium roasted Nicaraguan blend with chocolatey notes and a smooth finish that'll have you ready to go, bro. Available only at thebroasters.com. For a flavorful hashtag RBV fitness foodie experience, visit ZorrosOliveOil.com. Zorro's ultra premium extra virgin olive oil is exclusively sourced from the Zorro's family private 100-year-old olive groves in Greece. Taste the difference and visit ZorrosOliveOil.com today. StevieRichardsFitness.com for the most affordable and effective home workout program that'll give you results, real results. 12 and 16-week resistant band programs are available for instant download now at StevieRichardsFitness.com. RussosBrand.com. Where the pros are pros, bro. Get the most valid takes in wrestling from the pros who live it. Visit russosbrand.com. Subscribe to Hecker Hameen and Hameen Media Group on podbean.com and visit patreon.com/Hameen Media Group. We now take you to your featured HMG presentation.
You know who it is. You hear the homie Vinny Paz in the background at the end of Days Infidels. But that's all right, because we're locked down here in the 33rd degree of the bunker. As above, so below. It's time to go. Let's flow. The Conspiracy Horseman Show is live on YouTube, Infidels. Get ready for the run-in from the mind of the masses, Damian Sandow. Idol Stevens, it's the Idolizer, 32nd degree. Yalla. I better kill that before they kill this whole show.
Yeah,
right?
let's get a Mason game going. There we go.
Yeah, big hip hop. Maybe we'll have a couple big hip hop shows here. Yeah, let me get it going here, man.
Yeah, let's get it going.
I got, you know, the monster gimmick on, all the all-seeing eye gimmick for the Conspiracy Horseman underneath. You can get them at prowrestlingtees.com/all of us. So, yalla, whoever your favorite horseman of the year is, you know, it's going down. But I've been looking forward to this all week. It almost seems like an eternity from last week's show. Usually the weeks rip by, but we've all been so busy, man. But the horseman chat's been blowing up. How about you, GGP? Good to see you, homie, before we jump down the well.
I'm not jumping down any wells because I don't want to hit the kids on the way down. You know what I mean? I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. It's been a rough few days, you know, but I'm glad that we're here, and I'm looking forward to the show as well.
Yeah, Me too, man. And fresh off his Elimination Chamber win, it's Big Sal Allah. Good to see you, Sal. Come here.
Man, I'm excited for this. This is good. I'm looking forward to this. I needed this exactly at this time. This show particular, having this guy on.
Well, I mean, I was really glad to, you know, connect with him again. I was a big fan, obviously, of when he came back in NWA and had some fun there. And now he's hooked up with Hameen Media Group, with the lovely April Hunter, and they have the A Show. Patreon.com/The A Show. First two episodes are free with Colin Wysong producing, you guys. So there's more free content. There's going to go behind a paywall there. But, you know, this is going to be interactivity with your favorite stars. And April's doing amazing things, too. So we got a lot on the way.
Dude. Awesome. I love her cosplay. She does some amazing shit. And she has these awesome candles, too, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not doing free plugs for them. But
you plug it up, man.
Just saying.
Ape's a star, dude, like that, absolutely, in a lot of different venues, you know, and I know that cosplay stuff is huge, so I'm actually really interested in hearing on all about that on their podcast. Again, patreon.com/The A Show, but Salchemy got me going there because I was thinking about, obviously, tonight's going to be a Freemason show. We're going to learn a lot. Probably get put in our place in a couple things, you know, and I'm all for that. But I was thinking about my mentor, Dave Pasquazi, and Lodge 49, the show that was canceled here and, two seasons in, what was really kind of exposing Freemasonry and whatnot, but his character was the alchemist in there and, you know, a stoner hippie, but working on turning lead to gold. You know, Sal, I know that's something you know a lot about. I don't know if we're going to get into any of that tonight into it, but, there's plenty of places to go tonight.
Well, we all know that anything we touch turns to gold and then turns back to shit. We got that reverse alchemy going. So it's like, oh, look at this. Oh, shit again. Yeah.
So speaking of pilots, though, it's been a crazy day in the skies, man, this week. That one engine blowing out, everyone saw that footage where it was on fire and, you know, pieces falling out of the sky. But then just in the last 48 hours, a new UFO of pilots calling into the tower saying a cigar-shaped object just flew above them. Looked like a cruise missile, but not. And then another piece from C-SPAN. Could be photoshopped, but it looks like a riot standoff in DC, not a standoff, but a, you know, some, I don't know what's going on, but it looks like reptilian dude standing there, man.
Yeah, that was a good pick, man. That was straight out. That was straight up. They live looking shit.
Yeah.
And I'm for that.
And last week weren't we talking about a whole nother story that's already out of our purview. And as we creep closer and closer to June 28th, where disclosure should be happening based off of the 6-month deadline that they, you know, had put back, when they signed through the COVID bill, it was piggybacked on that, man. Where are we going, GGP?
It's hard to tell.
In a galaxy far, far away. You must see this shit coming. Look,
disclosure's already been done over and over and over again. They just went over the same spot time after time after time, and no one cares. That's the funny thing. Like, we get actual scenarios with American Airlines, with the UFO, the most recent one. We get Navy pilots telling us that there's UFOs. We get the Pentagon admitting there's UFOs. And everyone, okay, what's on TV? You know, like, it's like they don't care. This is what should be big news because we don't know what it is. Is it government, new tech, you know, new ships, new planes used by the government? Is it alien? Is it from the water? Is it from the skies? Who knows? No one knows. What are you going to do? Look, last time we got promised stuff that's going to get disclosed, the JFK files, what came out? We found out Hitler lived. Okay, we didn't see that coming. That was a little squirt they threw us. You know what I'm saying?
We had last week, Natalin or whatever it was, Naladin, or I named the show it last week, so you can look it up. But this metal that reforms, that's nothing that we have, no tech that we have, and it's got a name?
Yeah.
Why? How?
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like the fact that we are all desensitized to everything, is because we've spent so much time. I'm not just saying us, but we as a community of people who follow UFOs and are into all this sort of thing, how we go, well, I'm not saying it's alien in technology. I'm saying that it's just unidentified. So we've already written it off because we don't want to look like fucking crazy people and go, it was aliens, man. They had the green aliens and shit. So immediately people have now automatically, when they hear UFOs, they go, oh, it's probably a plane we're working on that our government's hiding from us. Because that is easier to swallow than saying, okay, well, aliens are here. Fuck it. We better all just freak out.
You're right.
We're getting firsthand pilot accounts, you know.
I understand that, but I'm saying Nancy Brown and Todd are all sitting there watching this going, well, yeah, it's probably something our government's hiding from us.
But then
they can just write it off.
The difference of what we shared with each other today is even a firsthand pilot account, okay, as credible as you want it to be.
Yeah.
But then if it was Photoshopped or not, but how long until it's the Dave Chappelle sketch of this is my boys and they're standing on either side of Biden and he's fucking too sweet some bro. Like when does it go from phenomena and UAPs in the sky to they're on fucking Good Morning America as a guest now and they've joined the fucking View and the female ones are just as much of a bitch as the rest of them, you know, like how long? I mean, is that going to come July, first week in July?
I don't know. Could be. What a way to bring in Independence Day on this country. But here's the thing. How do we know they're going to come here? How do we know they're not going to go to China or Russia or Italy or Greece or any other country?
They haven't yet.
No, but I'm just saying, like, how do we know disclosure? Right? How do we know that disclosure for the world is going to occur here in the United States? That's going to be the one that's going to set off everything, and everyone's going to go, oh, they're here. Okay, great.
You know, you didn't hear that? USA's number one. Yeah. They tell me that in all my matches. That's all I hear, USA. Oh, shit.
Hey, case in point, Sal, to be frank, hey, Frank, I'm going to say this. The word alien has the meaning of that means not the normal, something right. out of the norm.
Right.
So when you say it's alien,
right.
You're not, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it could be alien.
No, I'm with you on that, but
I know what you're saying. But here's the deal. People don't want to really think for themselves and say, "Wait a minute, if it is government technology and new technology that we don't know about, where'd it come from?"
Because now look what you're doing. You're making a mess. I just packed all this shit away. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, you sound like me when I got the kids. What are you doing? You're making a mess. Stop it.
I just shoveled. Yeah. So you don't want to unpack all this. You just spent all this time as a fucking rational adult in between your fucking your alcohol addiction and your fucking your Xanax and everything else you got to take to be fucking even keeled. You don't have time to unpack all this because now. If it's true that the government's been lying to us, what the fuck? How can I trust anything that ABC says?
Listen, AB3 has been lying to us for many, many, many years, and it's a track record to prove it, bro. Weapons of mass destruction, Gulf of Tonkin,
7.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
JFK
of it.
Magic bullet theory. Come on, you know what I'm saying? I mean, uranium one element 115.
Uranium. All I want to say also is that I'm looking on my phone. I'm talking to my phone, and I'm up here to watch the chat. Whenever Ben looks fancy as fuck with his little snifter swirling it around like a motherfucker, I'm waiting to see the fucking pinky up before he drinks.
You said you got your drinking problem. I was like, I didn't have no problem drinking it. I drank it. Oh man, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We'll actually get into some bigger stories and live news to get a great educated opinion from Aaron Stevens, Aaron Haddad, Damian Sandow, whatever you want to call him, man. He's trying to live his best life as an artist and, you know, a very wise dude. So I'm excited to hear kind of his take on this, where his new show is very philosophical too with April. They're not just trying to do hot wrestling takes. It's everything but wrestling, really. You know what I mean? So
the maker.
Yeah. Where are we at now? 726. We're 60 strong here. YouTube.com/MROVW channel, Ben Hameen channel. Appreciate you guys following us over here as we still are trying to get Twitch ironed out. I was in contact with John Carnage and probably have him as a guest on here as well. Hopefully around mid-April, and maybe get this hammered out once and for all, man. Have him wave the magic wand, and we'll stand on the front lines of free speech like we always do, and until they pull it.
You should have John Carnage do a podcast with Russo and under the alias of Vic Venom, and then he'd call it Maximum Carnage because it'll be Carnage and Venom.
He does do it.
A little comic book right there.
He does do a Vic Venom podcast on his Patreon, though, where he puts it in black and white so he can make his gray hair look black so like the old days.
Bro.
It's good. And you can subscribe to that over at patreon.com/RussoTWC, where you can also get, yeah, pal, the latest Master Shoot Theater. Yeah, we're bringing back the monsters, Sal. You're hired, pal. We need all the monsters. It's Black History Month. We need Creature from the Black Lagoon. Get him on the phone. So we had a good time with that this week, dude, and like we do on all of our platforms as well.
How about Cuomo? Did you guys read the article I sent you about Cuomo?
Yeah, well, playing strip poker over there. His Cuomo, obviously, the heat comes back, right?
Isn't it funny? Not to cut you off, Ben, I'm sorry. Isn't it funny how all these people who point the finger – 5 minutes later, it comes around and bites him in the ass.
No,
you know, man. The Russians. It ends up that they were colluding with the Russians. This guy and everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Talking about keep the gyms closed and we catch freaking the mayor of New York in a gym. Mm-hmm. Keep the salons closed and we catch the Crypt Keeper in San Francisco in a salon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what about the other cat? The other Texas guy, right? Didn't he get busted?
Ted Cruz, another one.
He came out and went, "Well, do as I say, not as I do, because I am faulty because I'm just human." Well, that is the best goddamn excuse
ever. I'm going to use that all the time.
I'm going to use it for everything. I'm going to tell people, "Listen, I told you not to do this, and I know I'm doing exactly what I told you not to do, but I'm human and I can be faulted. And shouldn't you forgive me for my faults?"
I got to go back to our UFO discussion quick because I remember my thoughts, Sal, because we can tag up and get some heat on this guy right here.
Is this the spaceman thing with the demons from Canada?
No, I don't know what that is.
That sounds like a good movie.
Canada Spaceman. I popped when I showed up. I went, what the
is that? What is this? Is that really going to rock this world June 28th, July to July 4th, Independence Day, if disclosure does happen and the God they believed in is like, I'm sorry, does not exist. Xenu says there is no God. These are the race of aliens. And like, it all comes crashing down.
And it burns inside?
Yeah.
But now think about that. If they showed up and they had some dude, no joke, come on out, and he just had no face, zero face going on, and he had fucking the Harvey Whippleman body. And he came out, and they said, this is the guy we left here, like, you know, a couple millennia ago.
Valiant Tor.
This is Jesus. This is the guy we left, and he took the name Jesus. It's his earth name.
Jesus.
And right now, so does everybody just give up and say, no, that's not him? We're telling you it's him because we fucking put him here. So now where's that faith go? Like, how far does that faith take you in something, in a situation like that?
We will cross that bridge when we get there.
Make sure he brings the wood and the nails to build the bridge.
How about the Berenstain Bears pick earlier?
Yeah, right? Fuck yourself with that thing.
what was the name of the guy who did the Twilight Zone?
Rod Serling.
Serling or Sterling?
Serling.
And the guy whose name right now... It's Sliver himself.
There you go. Pop it on. What's happening? Sheik, what's up, brother? How are you? And I tell you what, is that always your name right there, Pops? Or for purposes of what are you Ben Hameen?
You call me the Sheik. When you only you and Mondo call me the Sheik, and it pops me every time, man.
Dude, so
whatever you want, brother. It's all you. You're here on the Conspiracy Horseman, and thank you for joining us, Saren.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. Pop it on. We saw each other a few months ago out here in L.A.
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir. Is it Salchemy?
Yeah. Last time we talked, man, was in Kentucky, you and Roadkill made me have to go get a better phone because I had to send you better poop pics.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, we the last one was yours was man holding log, and I had to answer back with the Loch Ness picture.
Ah, that's I remember. Yes, of course, I remember clearly now. Yes.
Oh man, and this is the type of high level content you'll get only. Tremendous. So. And we've dropped your name on here a few times, man. And you were very gracious saying, Sheik, I'd be happy to come on and talk about Freemasonry because down the rabbit hole of conspiracy that we go down all the time, the Freemasons always get tacked on the, you know, boot, put the G up there, put the square up there. And they rib me because I watch, Curse of Oak Island, but every time they're on there doing a shakedown, one of the guys in the scenes has got a G hat on, and I'm like, okay, you know who's pushing this, man, and why they're doing it for Knights of Templar, and we just want to get put in our place, but obviously you pop for the widow's son, Hiram Abiff.
That was fun. Is this, and again, we kind of get into it, we were exchanging pleasantries. Is that, you always go by that name?
No, I just whenever it's hot for the topic, excellent. I try to do a little wordplay.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
So you know, guys, secret societies—it's interesting to me, Aaron. You know, obviously, because we all want to be smartened up, especially we're one of the boys where we have our own mafia. But you are playing on multiple levels here, I think, as well. And now in Hollywood, does that figure into it as well? What's your intrigue into being in secret societies?
You know, for me, it was not so much the intrigue. It was a natural curiosity. My grandfather had died when I was 1.5. And my grandmother, like, one day gave me his ring, which was a Masonic ring. And I just actually had, okay, what's this thing? You know, so as time went on, I was just naturally curious about what it was and, like, why my grandma said, oh, you can't wear it because you're not a Mason. And years later, we were in Kentucky. I was out to breakfast with Rob Conway. Mm. And, you know, he said how his dad was in a Masonic lodge. I went, really? So I met his dad. And then it was Rob Conway's dad who petitioned me to enter the Blue Lodge in Kentucky, which is still my home lodge today. Shively Parkland Lodge 951. Shout out. What?
Now, were you pretty integral? Because that we were talking about off air, one of the coolest shows we got to do. I mean, the summer series at Six Flags, but that second floor Freemason that it was more downtown though. We had to load the ring in with the sky lift through the second floor over the balcony.
Was that the Shriner? That was the Shriners, right?
Was that the Shriners? I thought it was a Freemason lodge.
Yes, it is actually. So what you have in Freemason, what Freemasonry is, and like let's you know, not to just dispel everything right away, but you know, part of our thing was I'm going to be very honest. We're going to have a real talk here, and the Masonic institution, right? The Freemasonry itself, it is not a secret society. It is a society with secrets.
I got my hood up and everything. Yeah.
But it's just like pro wrestling. It's just like any other organization where you're going to have like, you know, like the Elks Club, you know, who knows what you have to do to be an elk. But that's really kind of like a lot of the mystery is there. But I think with Freemasonry, because so many prominent figures throughout history have been Masons, you're going to tie that fraternity into a lot more conspiracy and kind of crazy theories. Not that all conspiracy theories are crazy. I'm not going to, you know, say that because there are, you know, let's get into UFOs and stuff like that. We won't go there now. Unless you guys
doing disclosures coming. We want to hear your thoughts on that stuff if you want to.
But no, what Freemasonry is, again, a society with secrets. If we were trying to take the world over, you know what we would not have is a lodge in every town with the big letter G and the square and compass. We wouldn't have our own bling. You know what I mean? We have a jewelry line. We have a clothing. There's several clothing lines. If there's any Freemasons listening, my buddy, you can follow him on Instagram. It's called Sanctum Secretum. It's a Masonic clothing line. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, like it's very much out in the open. And it's essentially And they'll say this, they take good men and make them better, right? It's not a religion. It's not as, God, I'll use the term sexy because I use that in a, to just describe, you know, how people like they view it. Oh, it's this, it's that. And you got to do all this crazy stuff to get in. No, you don't. You know, you have to petition, you have to be accepted. And yes, there is, like with any other fraternity or almost any other fraternity, you know, you go through stage and there is a type of initiation, but it's more done just to impress, you know, moral lessons and, become more contemplative, it makes the individual more introspective as well as more aware of what's out there. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things in Masonry. And like anything else, you get into it. I'm sorry, you get out of it what you put into it. So
here's the thing. I was doing some research on the Masons, mm-hmm. and everything I've seen, they all were pretty much, everybody came out with the same message of, we're not a religious order. However, they all believe in a higher power. They don't care what that higher power is, just that you will be judged at the end by a higher being. That's the eye. That's what the eye. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just going by what I looked up.
No, that's absolutely correct.
And 1700s, everybody's always said.
Can atheists not be Freemasons as accepted then?
You just have to. Well, you have to believe that there's something above you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what. They don't care what, because
is that something above you, the firmament from the arch, from the arcs and the Dorian columns that support it above? I mean, we get all this when we go flat Earth, and it's like, well, do you know what the Freemason thing that means? Like, no, but
no, okay,
firmament, all that shit.
Yeah, what it is, it's you know, belief in a supreme intelligence. You know, and I'm going to quote Pope Benedict XVI when he was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. He said the most unintelligible or incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it's comprehensible. And when you think about it, I mean, you guys, you know, we're a conspiracy theory, the Fibonacci sequence.
Sure.
I mean, come on. Like, really?
What did he say that while he was looking through his big telescope called Lucifer?
I don't know. And you know what? I think it's funny because that's interesting too that you said that. Now the
papers, but he sits on a giant serpent throne with like an alien overlord gimmick looking down on him.
Very interesting you say that, right? Because people have said, "Oh, the Catholic Church and Freemasonry have always been in opposition," when that's not the truth. You know, yes, there have been some popes who, again, they have not fully understood what the Masonic Lodge does. Because again, like to enter a Masonic lodge, you have to keep certain things secret, and that's just so you can identify each other. But the papacy, you know, the papacy is very, and like the human imagination, if left to its own devices, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Right. And I think a lot of conspiracy theories, they head off like that. But I mean, if you look at, you know, they say the Vatican archives, right? Look, we're probably all going to agree there's some cool things in the Vatican, right? Like they got some good stuff there, but 90% of what's in the Vatican archives, right? Like the secret archives, they're financial records. Not very cool.
Yeah.
Like it's just,
it's like that Indiana Jones sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, again, there's always that element of truth in there, but I apologize to go back to Freemasonry. You said you heard the 1800s.
1700s is when when the Masons first allowed
That's when Stevie first joined.
Well, that's what we don't have the backup now.
Where's Stevie, by the way? Isn't he involved?
He said he was afraid of you. He said you guys had some sort of weird heat, and he wasn't going to do the show.
I am so hurt.
He's been working on that kayfabe wrestling show, and they took a little advantage of his bumps this week.
He showed up and he was like, "I'm out."
Yeah. Please give him my love when you talk to him.
Absolutely.
So Freemasonry as what do we have here?
Let's see.
Oh, that's the thing I picked up earlier. I was going to start shooting some questions at you, some rapid fire, so you couldn't think, and just let me know what you knew and what came out.
Okay, well, here, and again, I am not a scholar. I am not a doctor, or I'm just someone who I have put my research in. That's the Eastern Star right there. So Freemasonry, the first record of like anyone saying, writing the word Freemason, I believe it goes back to 1325. And the origins of Freemasonry now, and we're talking Blue Lodge Masonry, which is, you know, your first 3 degrees, your Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and then Master Mason. That has pretty much like there's two different theories, right? You have what's called the authentic school of thought, which is more or less like the historical, like you put your time and effort into researching, all right, how did these lodges form? Who were the men that formed them? Where did they meet? Where, like, what's the historical significance of the history? And then there's the romanticized school of thought, which is, you know, your allegorical teachings, you know, the Temple of Solomon, which is, you know, really no secret, Tower of Babel, and you're getting into more biblical themes like there. And by biblical, you know, there's, you know, Old Testament, New Testament. So we're getting, this is more Old Testament. And as we kind of have progressed, it was, you know, around 1800, I believe 1801, that you had the Scottish Rite, which oddly enough originated in France. And, you know, that's kind of like delves a little deeper into it. And then there's the York Rite, which you have your Royal Archmasons, your Cryptic Council, and then your Commandery, which it culminates in the Knights Templar Order of Masonry. Now, the legend of the Templars has been closely associated with Masons, but it's not like when you become a Templar, you're becoming a part of the, you know, original Templars who, you know, were monks. They were priests. You know, when you're a modern day Templar, when you're in the Templar Commandery, you know, you have a family, or you could have a family, and you could have a regular life and be an accountant, or not. You know, there's varying degrees of it. And it's funny because the fraternity has always attracted such a wide variety of people. And that's one of the cool things about it. Much like wrestling, you know, wrestling's like a pirate ship, as we say. Yeah. If you look around any professional wrestling locker room and you go, how the hell did this group of people like come together? Like, what could these people have in common? And of course, it's, you know, fake fighting and spandex.
Did you learn karate, all your karate skills in the dojo down there with your sensei? Is he a Freemason?
In Mongrovia?
Yeah, in Mongrovia.
No, the Masonic Lodge has not gotten to Mongrovia. But okay. I think, you know, Sensei question mark is working on it. So we'll be interested to see.
Let's talk about some symbolism, though. I mean, yeah. I mentioned the Dorian columns, the arcs, mm-hmm. But the floor, the checkerboard mm-hmm. floor, one of the most noticeable things for any conspiracy theorist. And as we went back and looked at, you know, hiding symbolism in plain sight, mm-hmm. whether it's album covers or whatever, mm-hmm. the yin and the yang, the as above, so below, things that I even see in, you know, speak to your WWE time of, well, what are we doing? Is there satanic symbolism in Firefly Funhouse and Masonic mm-hmm. things and all this where they cross the line back and forth? But people say, is Vince a Freemason? And
no.
And, yeah. No. I know, but what about older dudes like Sal, what's the guy in the 20s who got 33rd degree fucking?
Aleister Crowley?
Crowley.
No, Aleister Crowley was a lunatic.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. You know, he was much more into occultism.
Right. Goldon. And,
you know, where he was all kind of whacked out of his mind on every kind of opioid you could imagine, doing inappropriate things with.
You've again named every locker room I've ever been in.
Crowley.
That goes with the Germans, with the Thule societies, and you know all of that, and
the Hermetic Dawn, and all those.
Oh, you're talking about the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn,
right? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, there is occultism. It is such a wide term, right? I mean, we can go from anything from what do you got there?
And the monster.
Oh yeah.
Supposed to be 666 in Arabic here.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's look, it's you could have someone that practices Wicca, right? Let's take a Wiccan. And you know, they do things a little differently, right? So therefore they are a cult. When you have a widely practiced religion, like let's say Roman Catholicism, which is out in the open, that's not considered a cult, but at the same time, you know, when you're a Roman Catholic, you light a candle and you say a prayer is it that different than what they do in Wicca? You know, is you light a candle and then you, you have an intention, you send your intention out. And we're getting way off track from Freemasonry. Yeah. I mean, we haven't.
I haven't even been into the higher power. It's the higher power that you believe in, you know.
Yeah. And I think, like, where you asked, you know, to go back to your question, an atheist, no. To be a Mason, you have to at least, even if, you know, do you believe in God? And that term God does not mean a white man with a white beard sitting in the clouds on a throne like Monty Python. You know what I mean? No. Do you believe in a something that you cannot comprehend? Even if you're like, something is out there, I don't know what it is, right? I don't know what the hell keeps the planets from just falling, right? I don't know what keeps the sun going. I don't know what makes the grass grow. I don't know how this stuff got here, because even if you want to take a philosophical route, from nothing, even nothing had to come from somewhere. You had to have consciousness to observe nothingness. Where did that consciousness come from? You know, fact is, best scientists in the world can't answer this. Interesting fact is that the closer quantum physics, you know, or the deeper quantum physics is getting into this, the closer they're kind of saying, wait a minute, like, it's not science pulling away from the notion of a supreme being. It's actually pointing towards, like, wow, the more we learn, the more evidence is pointing towards someone or something did this, you know? And that's the cool part. Now,
so if it's ancient alien theory, I can get down with that. You know, if they need some.
Yes. Well, where did aliens come from? You know what I mean? Like, where did aliens come from?
God, well, because through an evolved or biological, God made man in his own image. And why do we have a thirst for gold? Because we were gold miners for them. And we only have 1/10 of their knowledge or enlightenment. And that we're always searching for at our own DNA level most of the time to answer these questions. So somebody from King Solomon's temple had some geometry that.
Oh, no. I mean, and it's funny because, like, when you said that, right? Like, okay, aliens. Hey, I can get behind aliens. I think it's completely ignorant, given the knowledge we have of the vastness of the universe, which isn't, we don't even know how big this thing is, right? But, like,
disclosure is coming June 28th fully from what they just signed with the COVID bill that was piggybacked on there. We were talking briefly early. So,
I mean, it's already kind of out there, you know, and I think, like, look, if they wanted to take over in, like, the movie Independence Day, guess what? They probably would have done it already. They're a little bit higher evolved than us, you know? And the truth is, I probably think that they're waiting for us to kind of get our stuff together before they're like, hey, we're here kind of deal. That's my opinion. But I do think, like, getting more aware, you know, to where it's like, you're not going to have an H.G. Wells situation where people are jumping off buildings and stuff. Like, you're going to just kind of slowly, yeah, okay, intelligent life, whatever. But again, how big the universe is that we know of, right? It can't be smaller. It's got to be even bigger, right? So the fact that we think we're the only form of intelligent life out there, how arrogant is that?
Well, I mean, we got the NFL podcast guy here as well, you know, so we believe in all the galaxy far, far away.
Well, yeah, you know, there's, yeah.
I just want to put this out there because the symbolism, and I want you to talk about the black and white checkerboard, as above, so below. But with the Vince thing, he does weird shit where it's Hogan Andre, the 33rd anniversary, and then they don't play the match, which is their usual botch, but why are we flexing on 33s and things along those lines? Why are we putting the goat on Becky Lynch's back, Baphomet symbols? Why are we putting all of this stuff that is loosely tied, or Seth doing a lot of Freemason black and white imagery himself? Like, it seems in what we do, it is there, and we keep pushing this satanic stuff from APA and Taker. There's plenty back then. You know, and that all goes into Saturnalia too, in my opinion. And it's all tied in this weird way we don't understand.
There is an answer to that question. And I don't mean to dispel this. I'm going to be very, now look, okay. 33, it's a cool number, right? We have 33 vertebrates. Jesus lived to be 33 years old. There are 33 degrees in the Scottish Rite of Masonry. It's a great number, right?
Larry Bird, Don't forget. Larry,
yes. Yeah. Popping on. Comment of the podcast right there. Chiming in. But let us take the number 777. Could we not say, oh my God, if seven is considered God's number, God has a hold on all the slot machines. That's God's symbolism, right? As opposed to satanic. Interesting thing about Satan. Do you know what Satan means? In the language of the Bible, the language that Jesus Christ spoke, Aramaic, right? It was called Aramaic based off the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
Satan's the adversary. Yeah.
Yes, say or Satan.
Well, grilled Satan at Ramsey's was awesome.
It was, yes. Ramsey's got that. But no, Satan means the opponent, right?
Right.
One who opposes. Now, if we're getting super deep, which I don't know if we want to go that deep.
Go ahead.
If please. You have an all good, all loving being who has enacted creation, who has breathed the breath of life into creation, designed it, and everything is even like you need opposites, right? Now, okay, Vince, the 33 this, 33 that. Well, look, you could take any number because pretty much numbers are infinite, and you could always say, like, oh, this is something. Now, the number itself, the number 33 itself sparks that, ooh, wow, that's a cool magical number, right? And I think people are more apt to go into it. Now, a lot of
we usually celebrate on the zero or the five. So mm-hmm. to do it on the 33 sends the message to me, oh, I got to flag it for the,
No, I can assure you. I don't.
You trying to put it out there because we talk our shit.
No, it's good to talk about these things. Yeah. And I didn't get it with the 33. What is this your WrestleMania 33?
No, it was Hogan Andre, the 33rd. Anniversary of that, so on SmackDown they're like, so 33rd, and they billboard it like they're gonna close the show with it.
Oh, is this?
They didn't. They just put this bumper up. But why?
Oh, wait a minute. Is this recently? Then
2 weeks ago.
The product's so horrible. They got to do something. My God.
Why on the 33rd, right? That's the weird thing, man.
Yeah, no, it is right. And again, like these numbers. Now, with what's her name, Becky? You said she has a goat or something. Look, a lot of these bands and like punk rock and like music movements have taken symbols. And when I say Satanism, I'm talking like, your Anton LaVey type Satanist. Whatever.
Satanism.
Yeah. Whatever.
Good old down home Satanism.
Yeah. It's basically entertainment Hollywood Satanism where.
Yes.
You're in it for you.
In my opinion, true evil. It's not going to come with horns and a pitchfork. No, and again, if you believe in God, the devil, whatever, it's going to be much more slick than that. It's going to be much more subtle than that. And again, if someone like black and white, right? Black and white are opposites. Black is the absence of color, whereas white is all the colors combined. And you were saying, you asked me about the checkered floor, right? Again, this is I'm going to reveal about what I can say, right? I'm not going to give away anything, but
where do you want to go, Idolizer?
Where we all have had good thoughts, we've all had bad thoughts, right? We all life is a struggle, right? When we decide to incarnate, and again, if you subscribe to this series, decide, okay, I'm going to come to Earth now. It is a struggle. There's good, there's bad, there's so many different, ways to look at things, right? And we're all trying to do the best we can. So even if something seems all good, remember that good cannot exist without the opposite of good, right? And if something seems all bad, even that bad serves some good, if nothing else, to propose a contrast to what good is. This is deep stuff, but this is kind of, again, like the symbol. Sometimes
the baby face has got to align himself with a heel to fight a bigger heel too, and turn that heel into a baby.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And, look, numbers are awesome. And yes, you can tell 33 is this, but you could take another number. And if we really wanted to like look into things,
Kevin Bacon, the whole thing,
pick a random number, pick, 14, and like, see how many times you see 14 used in something, right? Like, and do that as an experiment. Take a week. I saw 14 here. Or this one said 14. It's just you know, interesting. Now, 33
with the black and white and the up and down together gives us 66. So it leads you to that parallel of like everything's got a twinge of evil in the secret society world.
Yes. When in essence, you know, like let's take the Jesuits. I have a spiritual director out here who is a Jesuit priest. You know, the Jesuit, and by the way, Pope Francis is a Jesuit. Not a lot, you know, of lay people kind of really know what the Jesuits are about, right? They follow the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, right? Now, the Jesuits are not evil people, you know? Now, look, has there been good and bad and everything? Yes. The Jesuits, the Freemasons, wrestlers, you know, everyone, every group of people, right? You're going to get like the checkered pavement, right? Like the checkered pavement. Mm-hmm. Nothing is all one way, which is another, we can revert that. There's the apron I see. Yes.
George Washington's apron.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. George Washington. Yes. He was a, I actually have a cool story about George
This is an actual picture of George Washington from 1776. I found
Steve, I was taking on Stevie's Polaroid.
Yeah, it was Stevie. Yeah.
So Aaron, I want to go back to what you're talking about, but I just want to run this first out just for the base for some people too. So the Masons were created. There were stonemasons, right? This is where they came from.
That's in like it's funny because the authentic theory that kind of alludes to that, as does the romantic theory. So there's a little bit of both in there with
as like far the aprons and the gloves. I was told, you know, that's because they symbolic, were stonemasons. Yeah, symbolism now, yeah. That they still do it now, but it's because they started out as stonemasons and they had to protect themselves from chips and hand hammered and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That's the secret handshake, because not a lot of people were literate. The only way to say, oh, hey, you're one of us, was the handshake that you didn't do outside of the lodge anyway.
Well, yeah. And again, in going back, you know, if back in the, you know, the 1700s or the 1500s, if you showed up to work on a building, right, and hey, I'm a Mason. Well, OK, what kind of a Mason are you? You'd have to kind of give a handshake to like know, right. Like it's no different than a wrestling handshake, you know?
Right, right. The kayfabe thing. And
are you capable? Yeah. Are you
fish? Now the Mason's got heat for the wrestling handshake.
Well, now, there you go. The question was, people were in the chat. Some people were saying, oh, Jesus was a Mason, but he was a woodworker, not a stoneworker. It wouldn't have worked out.
Jesus was not a Mason. No, I
that's why, listen, that's why you're here, to bring information to
some of our.
Oh, yes, look at that, the tree of life in the, that's the Kabbalah. We have the nine sephira, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you like to discuss?
Sally, go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted to get it from him. He is my information that I'm going to get this from.
You know, it's funny because like people have, okay, so you have, like that, the tree of life, right? It's a symbol, and it's an old symbol. It's pretty much taken from the Kabbalah, which is, people call it Jewish mysticism. But I disagree with that. You know, there's Kabbalah centers everywhere. There's one here in LA, and there's, you know, to learn more about that, that's not some kind of hidden knowledge at all. And you know, again, the reality of it is, it's like, as far as Freemasonry goes, there are so many different subjects. Freemasonry touches on, God, from philosophy to art to history. You know, there are different, you know, paths of just thought, like thought in ways of thinking and ways of looking at the world. And to me, that's the beauty about Freemasonry. You know, you can pick a subject. Like if you wanted to study Masonic philosophy, you could spend an entire lifetime, right, just engaged in the pursuit of like the perfect Masonic philosophy and studying different authors and the influences it has had. You know, if you wanted to go like more the historical route, you know, the history, and there are people that do this, by the way. You know, the role that Freemasonry's played in, you know, the founding of this country. It's just, there are so many cool things and so many different options, you know, like, well, once you join the fraternity, and again, if you think that like you join and they give you the ring and you can like hold it up to a red light and it turns green. No, that's not. It's one of those things where
no, you what, get it's not out so, of the fraternity. I remember when you were pledging you were working, you'd work your ass off for Kenny Boland, yep, out of the goodness of your heart, man, and doing that kind of stuff for, you know, because he couldn't at that time, dude. It, I mean, we see it not just in the, there's a lodge, a place to go have a beer and do business contacts, but you see it with them transporting the elderly to, yep, through busing and all that stuff. Yep. So, I mean, there's tons of local philanthropic efforts.
Well, the Shriners. You know, look what the Shriners do.
Yep, yeah, the hospitals.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people don't realize that how much the Masons give back to the community that they're in.
And, well, that's at the forefront. Yes. 100%. Like, so what we were saying, right, we have your Blue Lodge, but then we have, there's the York Rite, there's the Scottish Rite, and then there's the Shriners, right?
And you're Scottish Rite, aren't you?
Yes, yes. And by the way, you can be in all three.
Here's what happened like 5 years ago, and I don't know what your degree is now, but it got stooged off to us in a pamphlet they put out when you got made to be a 32nd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was very cool. I get to go to D.C. for that. I was very, very lucky. And, yeah, that was, again, if –
Was Epstein there or no?
No.
Oh.
No, I can assure you. I don't think he would be let in the Blue Lodge. I don't think he'd be let in a fish fry that we do, you know. Like, yeah. No, I mean, and see, like, that's the other side, right, where there's different people throughout history have been Masons, right? And these people have had prominent positions. These people have been key figures throughout history. So the fraternity can get kind of a reputation for what these individuals have done, or it is believed these individuals have done. You know, you don't hear the stories about, like, Bob, who for the last – like 50 years has been coordinating the fish fry on every Friday. You know what I mean? Like it's that kind of thing. And it's, you know, like the, or again, what the Shriners really do for kids, what the Scottish Rite does, the Scottish Rite hospitals and,
American Legion is in that same.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You don't hear about a lot of that. And I think the majority of Masons, the reality is they fall under the category of you're more like American Legion type. You know, they, a lot of people enjoy the fraternal aspect. I mean, I've been in airports and stuff. People see the ring and it's just a great thing. It's great to be able to connect with people. There've been people in the business. Harley Race was a Mason. You know, that was pretty cool. Every time I would see him, we would talk shop. And yeah, you know, there's just so much that the fraternity does. And this is from a public perspective, but from an individual perspective, how it's made me a better person in terms of how I conduct my life, in terms of the choices I make. And it's added to the quality of my life personally. And at no point, and I can assure you this, in my Masonic experience, and I've had some pretty cool Masonic experiences, you know, has the notion of, hey, you have to drink blood or you have to you know, bow to Lucifer or any kind of satanic deity. No, and in fact, at no point in time, any of the degrees I've received, any of the honors that have been bestowed upon me undeservingly, I might add, at no point in time did that conflict one iota with my faith. Not one time has it conflicted with my faith.
And well, now, literally, somebody in our chat had said who they were thinking about joining the Blue Lodge, and there was a worry of did you ever hear that at a certain level you will be inducted into the fact that you are actually following Lucifer? Have you even heard that rumor?
Well, Lucifer also being the light bringer. What did he bring enlightenment to Adam and Eve by saying eat this apple, and they were just stupid dumb bastards before that?
Or yeah, there's another. There's a lot of theories on that. Let's not get into that. So I'm sure you've heard a lot of these, you know, horrible things. You eat babies. You do all these different things. Satan will be your 34th level to go to. You know what I mean? Like I want, like, okay, two wristwatch. That was a joke I told Ben before the show. Masons have to wear two wristwatches.
No, don't go away from it. Yeah, go right in on them.
What's the deal with the two wristwatches? And then on all the research I did, every one of them were like, no, we don't wear two wristwatches.
Yeah, I can assure you, I get a, as a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason, I don't own a wristwatch. So now, like, and let's think about that, right? That theory is a theory that people are even, it's a question, right? Like to the fact of, hey, we're discussing this. Now, we can easily disprove that, right? You can't easily disprove that because someone said the number 33 that they are not involved in all this stuff, right? Like you can't,
why would Vince waste that spot though? Why would he put that over? I don't.
Maybe again. I think.
Have you seen their ratings?
I watch the show. I know how bad it is.
Yeah, I think Aaron is among the same way I am. I think people do it who are not Vince, and Vince doesn't know what they're doing. Vince has no idea what they're doing, and it's other people doing it. Just kind of it's a rib. Let's do it.
Well, look, if I'm going to be just extremely candid, right? If the Freemasons of imagination were planning, you know, world takeover and symbolism and all this crazy stuff, right? And then, like, let's just use logic here, and just again, we're four dudes having a discussion, which is awesome, by the way. I'm having a great time.
Good.
I do not think, with the way the world is going, and with the current state of the planet and vaccination and all this insanity going on, if I was sitting atop the Masonic pyramid, I would pick professional wrestling to try to get my symbolism out. I'd probably call it like COVID 33 or something like that. Like there's, in other words, there's bigger fish to fry. And I'll be like, based off of Vince's actions. And again, there's good and bad and everything. And in some of the things he has said in his philosophy, I doubt he is in any way associated with any kind of Masonic body. So that's true.
Scottish champ, Scottish Rite. I mean, it's all right there, Aaron. Don't try and deny it.
Bruce Champ. Yeah, because I'll put it to you like this: if there was such a big Masonic agenda in WWE, how come I'm not there?
I was say you still be champ, right?
Only Miz now, right? Yeah. So like I've just disproven all Masonic WWE theories.
How about it crossing over into Hollywood? Does it play into that circle that you're out there in Cali now, getting good acting gigs here and there? You've been working with Nemeth Brothers too on projects as well, the Heels project, man. So everybody's got a Heels project in the work. Heels up,
right? Yeah. no, you know, I haven't run into it that much, to be honest. I've met some Masons out here, but you know, it's not like, hey, nice ring, let's put you in the next Marvel movie. You know, it's not like that, and it really doesn't necessarily work like that. Like if you see someone right with a ring, and hey, oh, you're a brother, yes, absolutely, you start to talk. All it really means initially is that at some level you share the same value system. You harbor the same basic philosophy towards existence and towards, you know, man's relationship. And by man, I mean men and women. I'm not trying to. And by the way, for the women, like a lot of people, oh, the Masons can't have women. No, you cannot make a Mason a woman. Now, there are some lodges who have been clandestine, who've done it. Like, you've seen
people. Finally, a rule we can get down with. Finally, Sal. I mean,
you know, but those lodges are not recognized.
True or false, you're going to make April a Mason on your show?
Can't.
True or false, I can worship April as my higher power and get into the Freemasons as that.
And then she can come in as my higher power.
That I don't know. I would have to call the Grandmaster and see.
let me ask you a quick question, Aaron. Just for the people listening to the show. What's the difference between the Scottish Rite, the Blue Lodge? What are the difference? These different aspects of Freemasonry. What separates one lodge from another? Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. So if John Smith were to come up to me and say, "Hey, I'm interested in becoming a Scottish Rite Mason," right? Or I'm interested in becoming a part of the Knights Templar Commandery, or I'm interested in becoming a Shriner. First, he would have to go through the Blue Lodge, which is you petition. They send an investigating committee You know, you get interviewed and stuff like that. They do background checks. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they vote. And they vote you in. And if it's unanimous, you're in. So from there, you go, you're an entered apprentice.
Yep.
And you go through your entered apprentice. Then you wait a little bit. Then you become a fellow craft. Then you become a master mason. When you're a master mason, you know, you're a third degree mason, right? That's your third degrees. Now, once you reach your third degree here in the United States of America and in North America, I believe you're good to go. You can go to any lodge you want, right? I believe in England, they don't consider a man's entry complete until he gets his Royal Arch degree. Now, that's just neither here nor there. We're going to talk US. So from there, right, you're a third degree Mason. And I know men who have been third degree Blue Lodge Masons their whole lives and never had any desire to do anything else. And that's great because you could spend your whole life studying the Blue Lodge, the symbolism and everything else. Then you could say, hey, you know what? I think I want to do more as far as helping children out and supporting children. Plus, I like to drive around in little cars and wear a fez. I'm going to be a Shriner, right? Oh, wait a minute. What's the Scottish Rite thing? Let's do a class and find out what the Scottish Rite is. That interests me. You know, your York Rite, it is more heavy with Christian or Christianity, shall we say. You know, to be a member of the Knights Templar, you do have to profess a belief in the Christian faith. So that's one thing. In the Scottish Rite, you do not. So that's like, again, it's extremely, it's individualistic. And,
I think the Jesus part of that comes from the St. Croix bloodlines and St., you know, that they cross over from Templar into the Mason, not necessarily that Jesus was a Mason, but his bloodlines were from Knights Templar and that crossed over. I may be wrong in that. I thought I had read
No. So the Templars and while we're, and again, I apologize if I butcher, if I don't know the date, I'm not going to say. So if I butcher a name, forgive me.
Sure.
The Templars were a monastic order that were founded in 1119. The founding knight was it was Hugues de Payne, who essentially went to Jerusalem and said, hey, you know, we have pilgrims coming. People are getting robbed on the way. Let's protect people, right? Like, so you had the king of France, the Catholic Church was in France, which is another, you know, historical thing. And so, okay, we need to commission an order to protect pilgrims, right? They want to go from Paris, let's just say Paris, right? Paris to Jerusalem, right? Go make a pilgrimage. Well, in those days, you couldn't hop on a plane. So order, it protected people. It was like, it was escorting people. Have you known the modern banking system as we know it was invented by the Templars? So let's say we leave Paris and we say, okay, this is going to take, and I'm completely bad with numbers. So it's going to take a year to go from Paris to Jerusalem. I'm going to give you 10,000, I don't even know, francs. All right, let's say, or 10,000 pieces of silver. They'd say, okay, you entrust 10,000 pieces of silver to us. You could go on one of the stations, right, from Paris to Jerusalem. You could turn in a note that was written in a language only the Templars could understand, and you'd say, hey, I would like 100 pieces of silver. And they would write a note, say how much you had, hand that to you, give you your money, and then you would go on to the next one. So that way, if the bandits robbed you, you know what I mean? You could just, here's 100 pieces of silver. Yeah, so it's pretty insane. And then, of course, there were, you know, the excavations and things like that, and you get more into, you know, the romanticized version of the Templars, because there was also, a myriad of chivalric orders at the time, like the Hospitallers. Have you guys heard about them?
No. Those, I don't know about
them. Oh, the Knights Hospitallers. Yes, it's like the Templars just kind of were the ones everyone picks, right? So long story short, from there, it is now early 1300s. You had King Philip IV, or he was known as Philip the Fair, who had pretty much gone into debt. He was in a war, right? So he had gone into debt with the Templars because Pope Clement, I believe. No, not Clement. Pope Innocent. I'm not sure what the number is, but it was Pope Innocent kindly said, hey, by the way, Templars, you don't have to pay taxes. So the Templars, a lot of people gave to them. They became extremely wealthy, right? Just by, again, people donating. If you know you died, you turn it in, and they lent money to the King of France. So King of France was harboring the Pope, giving him kind of a safe place to stay. And it was Avignon, I think, France, was it? Yeah, Avignon, something like that. We'll just say not Paris for purposes of this podcast. And am I going off on a tangent too much, by the way?
No, man. I mean, okay.
It's all information, man. And it's, so, I guarantee none of these smooth brains knew this anyway.
So then you had the king said, okay, you know what? We can eliminate debt is eliminate your creditors. Friday the 13th, 1307, a lot of Templars were arrested simultaneously, rounded up along with their grandmaster, Jacques de Molay, burnt at the stake because there was accusations of heresy by some Templar who left the order and went nuts. And, you know, there was this heresy and this and that. And they're all like these rumors started. So that's why the Catholic Church was like, yeah, no more Templars. And then they were dissolved in 1312 eventually. But coolest thing is when they were being tried and when I was made a Mason, did Papadon just say?
He's got four kids going on. Anything.
Oh, my God. That's cool. So what happened was. The Pope redacted his statement, and no one knows. But when I was made a Mason, it was right in Louisville at that Temple of the Scottish Rite. I was made a third degree Mason, and so cool, man! How the Vatican archive, they found it and they published a few, like not many, and it just happened to be there on that day. And it was like from the trial. It was Protestas Contentas Templarios, which is proceedings against the Templars. That shows you how one sided this was, but essentially, Pope Clement had the shits and was sitting in mud, soaking, trying to get himself better. And then he said, you know what? I made a mistake. I don't want to do any of this. While the trial was still going on, the king forced it through. And like the whole idea of like the Catholic Church not liking the Templars was it would have been completely different had that document been enacted and had that had the Pope's order been taken. Super interesting. And like
right there for sure.
Yeah. So that's some interesting stuff. So
it was a game of telephone actually. He was like, oh, he's got the shits. By the time I got to the king, he said you're the shits.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How's everyone digging us, by the way? Is the general public
77 strong here at Ben Hameen YouTube channel? We've been banned from Twitch when I was streaming Brody Lee's memorial show for Digital Copyright Act. So I'm actually trying to work with the guy who started Twitch to F you in the face of the people he works with to get back on. But that's how the Sheik does it, man. We'll go over strong. Time always vindicates us usually. But yeah, everyone here, all of our heavy hitters are here in the chat room. A lot of super stickers. Appreciate you guys. I just didn't want to break in on this educational experience of what we're learning here. Did you have to ride the goat?
I got no fur on me. I was not, there was no bah. Okay. There was, I assure you, you don't sit on a goat.
And, all these weird things, man. Right. But, I mean, the handshakes, the higher ups of where we go, how it connects to skull and bones, and all these things that we always get tacked on to us, you know, secret society wise. But what is the knowledge? Can you allude to it? Of if there is secret knowledge and what it is, I don't, whether it's mathematics, you don't have to go into what it is. It's going to get heat on you. Philosophy wise, I mean, Sal with the alchemy, my mentor, Dave Pasquazi, was on Lodge 49 and he played the alchemist character. I don't know if you watched any of that.
Yeah. Can he get me on that?
Well, it's canceled now. They canceled it, bro.
Oh, that's thanks.
I probably could have gotten you with one call on there, but something
you
weird
said was, did he pass?
What's that?
You said he was your mentor. Did he pass?
No.
He just doesn't answer calls anymore.
He is, but yeah, after that show got canceled. Okay. No, he's pretty much the greatest improviser on the planet. You've seen him in tons of other things as well. But that show was kind of conditioning people to the openness of lodges and even what was not Freemason, it was Lodge of the I can't remember the name of it.
But it was a parody of the Masons.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is. Like, there's the joke, right? Like, they think we're trying to take over the world. we can't decide what kind of sandwiches to have after our meeting, ham or turkey. That's the reality of it. We're not going to orchestrate this whole thing. No, you know, like that is the reality of it. But when you're saying, like, and you asked me the question, right, like personally, any kind of knowledge or philosophy or something like that, what Freemasonry is to me, it deals with something we all deal with. And in a sense, we're all Masons in the regard of, like, at one point, out of, and I'll say most humans, because there's some, you know, interesting humans out there, but we ponder the nature of our existence. Whether you are an atheist, whether you are the Pope, right? Whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Hindu, at some point, human beings are cognizant of their existence. And we ask the question, this is the only difference between us and animals. And this is what makes us different than animals, all the other animals. We ask the question, why, right? Why? We are able to ask that question. So there are so many, I mean, like, God, like the conspiracy theories, the different spiritual systems, the different philosophical systems. When you said math, you know, I don't think Pythagoras is anything that you can't find outside of a Masonic lodge. You know, if you go and you do your independent study, you know, the so-called sacred geometry, it exists, the Fibonacci sequence, you know, that kind of thing. We can all do this and learn, and we're all kind of drawn to different things, right?
What is the secret that drives, that they want to put in you, that drives you to be a better you? That's already in you already.
That's the thing. There's no secret. Again, like, we're a society with secrets, and like, okay, we have some handshakes, some passwords, and, you know, some cool rituals, right?
Okay. Let me stop you. Let me right there. People's their take on your rituals. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, well, normally we're allowed in the Mason Temple whenever we want. They leave them open. They have you know, libraries. They have museums, and they got all kinds of stuff in them. I want to go in today, and I can't because they're doing they're having a meeting, they're having a ritual. Now, according again, these things that I was looking at, they said these rituals are more or less life plays. So is it like the burning of care at you know, like it, do you have these
with Moloch and the cremation of care ceremony?
No. The Bohemian Groves, I don't know if there's Freemasons that are members of Bohemian Grove, but not all Bohemian Grove members are Masons.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, and the thing is, I don't know enough about Bohemian Grove to even like intelligently have a conversation about it.
I think we're in the scenario right now where the conspiracy has become the conspiracy. We've been saying this, and I've been saying this on the show for quite some time. It's like one of the wrestling marks who's read an autobiography or seen a shoot tape or, you know, think they know a little bit about the wrestling business because I said, because they read an autobiography and now they know everything. They know a minuscule amount and they think they know everything. So they think they're in the know. They're on the inner circle. I've been a Mason Mark for a long time.
I've never heard that term. That's awesome.
Thank you. Besides being a big comic book mark and a Star Wars mark, I'm a big Mason mark. I've been this close to joining the Masons. I know a lot of people who are Masons. I just don't have the time, unfortunately, to sit down there and memorize all this procedures and do all that I got to do for the rituals. But regardless of all that, the scenario is this. Do you think, because in my perspective is this, do you think the way the world is today with technology advancing, the way it has advanced, that has helped or hindered the Masons? Because you say to yourself, it's a society with secrets. It's not a secret society because it's out in the open right now and everybody knows about it. But because we know about it is because of YouTube, because of all the advancements of technology. 20 years ago and 30 years ago in the 80s and the 90s, when we had to go to something called the library and use the Dewey Decimal System to get a book, people didn't know as much because they didn't have the time.
We only know from a bumper sticker that some dude had on his cap.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, technology, and that's another great question, where the answer, Pavadon, it's both, right?
Okay.
The fact that we can have this conversation, you know, at opposite ends of the or halfway across the country, and, you know, I can tell you my personal experience about Masonry to kind of, you know, so that how Masonry really is, according to me anyways, who is one. But then at the same time, they could click on YouTube and think that we are all, you know, baby eating, blood drinking Satan worshipers.
Yeah. How do I get that lodge? I'm trying to get
yeah. Well, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy, but, so the thing is, like, to me, right, rings are cool. And it's like, especially like my grandfather's ring, that's pretty badass. I'm able to wear that and stuff, but
legacy.
My whole thing, what Freemasonry has done for me, right? It has, like, my relationship to my creator, right, or the creator, versus, like, me going to – and by the way, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, going to church. I'm a churchgoer, right, when COVID's not the thing. But more importantly, I try to act right. I try to be kind. I try to act justly. I try to give according to my means and then a little bit more – you know, just outside your comfort zone to try to make the world a better place, because actions do speak louder than words. And, you know, like the thing we're talking about, Hollywood, a lot of the celebrities will say all these wonderful things, but then their actions don't coincide. Right. And I'm going to cheap plug for the A Show with April and I on the A Show. Right. Like we're trying to just encourage people to just take action, take like a small action every week, do something that you normally wouldn't do because it may either change your perspective on the world or the world's perspective on you, which is, and by the way, you can follow us at Ben, you give it the
patreon.com/the A Show. Two episodes free to kick it off. Everything but wrestling.
Pretty much, yeah.
Lived it all, but have a far greater view, much like the Conspiracy Horseman, where we look at things through a worker's lens. However, you're also getting a great Freemason lens and other secret societies with knowledge and enlightenment on their show. And that's what they're striving for. So patreon.com/the A Show, the A Show on YouTube.
And you know, when you were saying that, something just kind of went off in my brain. Like, we've all been in the wrestling business, right? Do you remember when we were kids, how there was that mystique?
Oh yeah.
Right. There was that, like, oh my God, what really goes on behind the curtain? Right. Then we get in the wrestling business and all of that mystique goes away. And the reality is, you know, there may be someone who hasn't washed their gear and it stinks. And the locker room, again, it smells like sweaty knee pads and baby oil. And someone's always eating like an egg something, which stinks to high hell. And it's just, it's not as glamorous or as cool as you thought. It's still cool, right? And being out there in the ring is still the best. But a lot of the mystique behind the scenes has been taken away. And a lot of people, though, I mean, look at all the stooge sheets, for God's sake. Like, how many online, like, oh, well, so-and-so did this, and Vince McMahon is going to do this. And it
you
never
don't even need that. The workers stooge their own business off on Twitter. They'd rather get, you know, virtue signal and blow their business off. Guy on AEW's a lucha, but posts out of his mask every day for a gym selfie. You're done.
Exactly.
You're done.
Yeah. So it's like people just their minds wander about this fraternity. And the reality of it is, yeah, there's some cool things, but the coolest thing is that it's going to make the individual a better person, right? There's no handshake. There's no password. Again, like you can say, that's going to open up a bank vault, right? You don't hold your ring up to a vending machine and get, you know, a free beverage, right? It's just, it's not like that. And again, to me, it has helped me so much, even like in the ups and downs of my life, which you have, you know, we all do. But Freemasonry, from, you know, again, the standpoint of both the fraternity, the brothers therein, and the philosophy contained in has just drastically improved the quality of my life. So if anyone's out there that's interested in joining, to be one, ask one, contact your, you know, a local lodge. And I think, you know, hopefully things will be kind of getting up and running here in the next few months. So I'm not sure, like, every state's different and stuff with COVID protocol, but just, you know, email your lodge and just say you're interested and, you know, see what happens. And yeah, like you're not going to have to do anything again. Like, from what I've seen, that's contrary to any kind of form of faith at all. In fact, if anything, it's going to make you a more tolerant person, and it's going to make you appreciate your faith. And if you're an agnostic, right? If you're just like, look, I don't know. This may be a step on your journey. Like, there's something out there, but I don't know what it is, right? This may help you on your journey. So, and with Ben, I'll say this. I'll
put up. The Ascension also wore Freemason aprons as well.
Oh, my God, yes.
Victor.
Yes, they did.
And then let's get the bigger Google conspiracy. Gmail itself and the icon for Gmail is a Freemason apron. Like, what is going on, Idol, with them?
Or an envelope, right? Like, now an apron an envelope.
It looks like
Google starts with the letter G. Is it a coincidence? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Then and do no evil, and then also the Chrome symbol is 666 as you break it down and look at each one of those and put together. Again, numerology cut in half, tied to 33, tied to 233, skull and bones, everything that they're doing. Even AOL has to have the pyramid with the eye in it, CBS, the dollar itself of what we have.
Well, skull and bones is a society at Yale, right? Like they're a bunch of dudes.
There's a bunch of different ones. People know skull and bones because of the political ties, but
yeah, but like it doesn't make them all Masons. You know what I mean? The only thing they have in common with the Masons is that they're a society, really. And again, numbers, you can always break numbers down into one thing or another. And to me, again, just from deductive reasoning, if something or someone or an organization is truly evil, they're not going to put signs out. So you can go, you know, Google starts with the letter G, an envelope is the same as an apron. Now I could be wrong. Like I'm not going to, but I highly doubt I am with this one because it's coincidental, right? Like from as deep as I've been involved, right, in Masonry, not one time, and I only have like one other degree to go, right? Like, and I may not even get that degree, but not one time has any of this stuff, like there's no degree. It's like when I was going through the Scottish Rite, it's like, welcome to the 14th degree on controlling the masses. You know, the general public, right? You know, no, it doesn't go like that. It's like, hey, this is...
I don't believe that because you got over with a bullshit karate gimmick again. So how do you keep getting over with these shit gimmicks if you don't have people behind you? I don't get it.
I'm just really good.
So now I hope you other people, I hope Papa Don and Ben, and I hope when Stevie sees this, I hope you guys are learning something from him. And you guys will, you know, maybe not treat all of these organizations as if they're all evil, as if they're the cause of all trouble.
Just CERN.
See, again, you're not learning anything from him. He's trying to smarten you up, and you're not learning anything. How dare you?
Let me switch gears here, Idol, because I wanted to cover this story before we start to wrap it up and go home from our own horseman chat. This is the one you guys that shook me up today. Israel adopts law name that allows the names of people who haven't been who are unvaccinated to be shared with law enforcement. Israel's parliament passed a law Wednesday allowing government to share identities of people not vaccinated against coronavirus with the authorities, raising privacy concerns for those opting out of inoculation. The measure, which passed with 30 votes for and 13 against, gives local governments the director general of the Education Ministry, there's some 1984 shit, and in Welfare Ministry, the right to receive the names, addresses, and phone numbers of unvaccinated citizens. The objective of this measure, valid for 3 months or until COVID-19 pandemic is declared over, is to, quote, enable these bodies to encourage people to vaccinate by personally addressing them, at Parliament has said.
But they said they're going to give him neat little gold stars.
People who escaped it wouldn't want to be starting lists and putting people's names on it. The Jewish people with their names on lists just doesn't sound right to me. So it took us, what, less than 100 years for to flip the tables in mass inoculation. What are we talking about? Sterilization. Joe Biden funding the Wuhan lab, GGP. Again, you know, here we are, dude, at Captain Insano levels.
Yeah. Again, you know, with as far as the pandemic goes, right? Anytime, look, this was a global catastrophe, right? We can all agree on that. Freemasons weren't exempt. you know, no person, race, religion, no one was exempt from this, right? Every country is doing the best they can. This, when you said that, okay, to encourage people. Now, here's what I would.
Well, that's pretty loose language when the Stasi shows up at your house and goes, you're going to fucking take this, or guess what? We're cutting your power off. You can't fly. You can't leave this block unless you get vaccinated.
Did they say they're going to take it that far? Or did they say, like,
we have passports, COVID passports, and now in the UK is stabbed to keep your job? Or is that what it was?
The cop in the UK, you have to get the vaccination or you will be put on leave.
Wow. People writing in on job applications, with the question, have you been vaccinated? So what?
Personally, mine.
Lie about it, get caught and lose the job, or you're going to say no and not even get offered the gig. So they're pushing this pressure.
Even the job I'm at, we have a daily COVID thing that we have to take the test. You have to answer all the no questions. That has changed to, are you going to get the COVID vaccine, yes or no? The questions have disappeared.
Yeah, and again, you know, in theory, we get vaccinated. It was okay with smallpox, right? Right? Smallpox happened, the measles. Vaccine happens and the thing's under control, right? I just acknowledge, like, we're going to go back to the black and white now, okay? The black and white. Let's look at both sides of the coin, because opposites are not completely different. Opposites are different ends of the same coin. That's my philosophical quote for the day. So let's approach this and first say, okay, in history has taught us that when we can get a bunch of people vaccinated, shit can get under control and we can hopefully get back to normal life. Right. And I'm not trying to say this from optimism or pessimism. I'm saying this from historically, right? So we can get back and then start advancing as a society. Now, with the advent of technology and with people, and to some degrees becoming more smart or more intelligent, other degrees not, because again, with technology, we have these crazy, you know, with YouTube and all these other, and again, I'm not trying to bash YouTube. No, I think, again, technology is a wonderful thing. Gotcha. And it can be used for good or bad, like anything else, right? When people propagate lies for the sake of creating public unrest, for the sake of creating clickbait, like, watch this. This is what the government is trying to do to us, right? Okay, so people will click it and it breeds fear. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. So I'm not in line to get this vaccine. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not whatever. However, I don't ever really want to have kids either at this point in my life. So that's, you know, thing, but who knows, right? Some people have taken
it's not a vaccine, Idol. Even by the legal definition of vaccine, they're just using that as a buzzword. It's an RNA inhibitor, which no vaccine has ever done. So even those in power are using familiar words that are now not the definition of what they are, which is more Orwellian doublespeak to control the masses, man.
Mm-hmm. Which, and what is an RNA inhibitor? Just so we're.
So it actually changes part of your RNA in your DNA strand to shut things down so you can't be affected by COVID. That's not how a vaccine has ever worked in what you're doing. So there is a legal definition of what a vaccine has to do, but they just, forget that. We're going to put that aside.
That's interesting. That's super interesting. And that's something that people should take into consideration before doing this. You know, again, let's all for examining both sides of the same coin objectively.
Of course. And then here's the issue, though. People don't want to think for themselves anymore. People don't want to put in the work to do the research to find out exactly what's going on. I mean, we get this scenario that falls upon us out of nowhere, right? This virus. Mm-hmm. The CDC comes out with their estimations and their analysis, which happens to be, in the beginning, way off. Mm-hmm. Their projections were way off what was going to happen, but they didn't know that, right? Whatever the case may be. I'm going to give the devil his dues and be open-minded here. So then the CDC comes out and says how devastating this is. One day it's wear masks. One day it's don't wear masks. One day it's stay inside. One day it's don't stay inside.
15 days to flatten the cure. 1 year anniversary yeah. coming up next month.
Right. Yeah. So here's the deal. Right. Mm-hmm. The CDC tells you, oh, this is the worst thing since the Black Plague, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And I'm just making an argument here. But then they brought, after a few months of trial and error and data collection, they come out with their statistics on their own sites, you know, on their websites. There's a 99.5% recovery rate. Mm-hmm. And the mortality rate, when they broke it down within the age groups, the people who are 70 years old and older, their mortality rate from the COVID virus is 0.054%. So less than 1% globally. Mm-hmm. The kids, the children, they shut down the schools because they didn't want kids to get COVID. Mm-hmm. Their mortality rate from catching COVID, people 25 and under, and these are all statistics from the CDC. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One in a million. The chances of getting struck by lightning, 1 in 750,000. So you're better off getting struck by lightning if you're under 25 than dying from COVID. But yet we shut down all the schools and make mm-hmm. a mess of everything, give the kids complexes. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of depression's going on within children. Mm-hmm. Suicide rates have gone up. And then they come out and they say, we have the vaccine. And yet the flu has been around for years upon years. There's a lot of trials, a lot mm-hmm. of error, a lot of data. And the best that we can do to put out a vaccine for the flu, and I'm being very considerate here, is mm-hmm. to put out a vaccine that only works efficiently 30% of the time. Now we have a new virus that's out not even a year yet. And we have a vaccine that works 95% efficiency rate, which was the key buzzword, the sell point mm-hmm. to get the vaccine. Now you get the vaccine, whether it's one shot, two shots, six shots, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be.
Keep wearing your mask.
You still got to keep wearing your mask. Still got to keep
social distance.
Keep yourself apart. And on top of that, you can still catch COVID. So then what's the point? Now, if you look at the statistics, ever since, coincidentally, Biden has been put into office since January 20th, the rate of people in COVID cases has dropped between mm-hmm. 40 and 50% nationwide. Mm-hmm. And people are going to say, the average American, the average Joe is going to say, oh, that's because of the vaccine. Well, here's the kicker. Only 8% of the population has gotten the vaccine. So mm-hmm. where's the correlation where it coincides and actually makes mm-hmm. an actual
fact? All the numbers were bullshit. If they would have gone with 33%, they would have had that shit on the nose.
Right. And there you go. There you go. You can manipulate numbers. You can do this. But like you said, Papadon, do your own research.
Of course.
Like people, it's so easy to click on the news and watch the news, check your phone. But to do your own research and make your own decision. Yeah. You know,
of course.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, it scares me when they've got the Zionists turning and doing Nazi things, bro. Like that's got to show you if you can get a group of people to agree to that at a 30-13 voting, uh-huh. we got something's going on with the power play here. Bill Gates telling people to eat synthetic meat while he has the most farmland in America now. It's just this do as I say, not as I do. We were talking about earlier before you came on, whether it's Pelosi and her hair or Cuomo going out to gyms and dinner. And we,
oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. It's all, you know, again, our leaders, I wish, and this goes on both sides of the fence, you know, sure. from Pelosi getting her hair done, then saying, oh, I was set up. Well, no, you got caught.
Exactly.
You know, and then at the same time, Ted Cruz, when your state is in an emergency, you go to Cancun and they say, oh, I was just going. No, dude. Like, I mean, come on. Like, let's have
bad some workers, bro. That's bad workers, right?
Yeah,
there.
And that's a good thing where technology has now allowed us to see, like, okay, these are what our leaders are doing, right? The thing about what's going on in Israel, you know, my initial thought, right, is they just want to get everyone, you know, under control. Like when I say under control, get COVID under control. Get everyone safe so they can assume some degree of normalcy. These laws were put into place to try to and also to protect law enforcement officials too. Like when this person does not have a COVID vaccine. Okay. So as a cop, you've got to put your mask on when you go talk to them. Like it's your choice. Right now, I think two years from now, you know, the world will be a very different place. It'll be much like it was prior to COVID. Right.
Fauci yesterday said mask till 2022, Idolizer. And to me, I just got to take a minute for Patrice O'Neill because I just have been in love with his comedy in the last couple of years, and his new special just dropped. And I just heard his bit about how he hates cotton. He doesn't even want to look at cotton just for black and reparations. I got to feel that if I was in Israel, I wouldn't ever want to see a list in my life, not my name on any list ever again. You know what I mean? And now we are doing that kind of shit.
But I think and what's different, this is to potentially save lives, potentially, you know, in terms of what, like they say, okay, a vaccination could help you in this and that, as opposed to, you know, look, we can all agree. Like and here's the difference, right? Like, this is just, again, food for thought, and I will shut up after this. But we can all agree that first list you're talking about, there was nothing like cool, good, redeeming. We could all agree it was an objective, and it is an objective moral truth that was just an atrocity that is beyond human comprehension, right? There's a debate. Okay, with the vaccine, there's a debate, right? So it's at least like we could be like, okay, are they doing this to try to save lives? Try to make
it's always under the guise. All power and fucked up technology comes in under the guise of saving lives and medicine. That's how they always slide it through on us. And the same people who, because now if there is a list of those who aren't, well, what does that mean? They said never again. That's their slogan, right? Never again. And I'm with that. But here we are again, but it's them doing it, because if you're on that list, what does that mean? We will intimidate you, and if you still don't bend, we will come get you and force inoculate you. Then that opens Pandora's box to say, we will come again and force re-educate you. Oh, you don't want to be re-educated? Then we will force you out of society in any way possible. So this is the human hypocrisy that I just am stunned by, where it comes in on a Trojan horse of healthcare and save grandma for another 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us got to fucking, our lives are ruined in a lot of ways. Bookings, you know, whatever job, anything along those lines, man.
But it will come back. I firmly believe that will come back. You know,
I hope you guys have been planning that in your lodge. I hope you guys have.
I do believe it will come back. And, you know, I didn't hear what Fauci said, mask till 2022. Look, in the grand scheme of things, to what degree of masks are we talking about? And worst case scenario, we're 10 months away. And that's me being an optimist. But then, you know, hopefully we'll go there. I mean, we can agree. I think this year was definitely better than last year so far. Because last year, man, that just kicked everyone's ass.
Listen, Aaron, let me say this. A lot of the people, like, we've gotten to fights with other people, like verbal disagreements, not fist fights, but verbal disagreements with other people who come up here and they try to say that the virus is fake. We all know people who died, right? And we know that the virus is real, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the severity of the virus is what's in question here. Because here we go, right? Now, again, I'm looking at things on a logical point of view. I'm not looking at it from a conspiratorial point of view, which I hate that word. I like being a free thinker. And this is what I'm talking about. This came in. It's a new strand, a new virus. Just like anything else, chicken pox, the black lung, measles, polio, whatever. We, on the first wave, will feel the mass effect and get knocked on our ass until our bodies adapt to it, build antibodies, and we start to adapt to it as a species. And that's exactly what's going on right now, right? That's why things are a lot better now. All right. The vaccine has nothing to do with it, in my opinion. When people are getting the vaccine, great. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's your cup of tea. That's great. But they say follow the science. Okay, here's the science. I just broke it down for you guys. You get sick, you build up an immune system. Your immune system gets stronger. Next time around, you're not going to get the same disease as severe as you got it the first time, because your body knows what it is and knows how to fight against it. We have that mechanism incorporated within our biology, right? Well, here's the deal. What do they do right away when the disease? They shut down all gyms. They shut down all work. They shut down parks. They shut down hiking trails. Anything that you can do, just going out in the sun to get vitamin D, all these things that are coming out into forefront right now that originally by doctors who got blacklisted were saying help. Mm-hmm. Now coming out to, you know, into the limelight saying, hey, it's true. So there's always a hidden agenda somewhere for something, regardless of where you are, where mm-hmm. you stand, what field you're in. Here's the deal. Everyone's talking about, yeah, let's get the vaccine so we can be safe. Okay, great, if that's what you think. But look at reality. There's a 99.5% recovery rate, which is told to us by the same people said that we're going to die. And yeah. So do we really need a vaccine that only has a 0.05% chance of affecting us in really, really severe rate? I don't know.
Do we need a vaccine? Why are we being forced to do this? But through every little way, maybe you won't get your next stimulus check unless you can prove that you had the vaccine.
Look, all I'm saying is things don't add up right. The common sense, logically, it mm-hmm. just doesn't add up. Yeah. There's a disconnect. There's not enough connective tissue to make a good analysis and a fair analysis to the point where we're saying, okay, A, B, C is equal to X, Y, Z, and here's the facts. The facts will keep getting skewed on both sides of the fence. We don't know what to believe anymore. And yes. That's a problem.
Yes.
And that's absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's to me, and I'm going to, you know, the news, I wish we could just objectively sit and watch objective reporting where it's not one side or the other and sponsors and everything like that. Cause that, I mean, that would, in my opinion, do more to just help the situation in general we have in this country. If, you know, not Democrat, Republican, whatever, present the facts, because, you know, I'm not one of these people that's attached to a label of a political party, right? I believe, you know, all people are entitled to the same inalienable rights. I believe discrimination is wrong. I believe everyone should have the same opportunities. I believe you should work for what you get. If you work hard and you're good at something, you should be rewarded. I believe in minimum, you know, government interference with my life. You know, I'm for paying taxes because the reality of it is, you know, taxes do help the country. And I mean, from infrastructure to everything else, but I believe in reasonable taxes, you know, like where is that? Like, where is that? Where so many people seem to think like that common sense. And it just, you turn on the news and you don't see that. It's just, it's so polarizing. And that's disturbing to me because, well, again,
five companies own all of media.
Yeah. And
for the ratings, there isn't Walter Cronkite anymore, Idolizer. You're looking at the four of us are the new Walter Cronkite right now because there is no integrity left. Mm-hmm. There's zero trust in them. And they don't care. They keep doing it.
Unfortunately, perception is reality, and that's the golden rule right now. Because what we see on the news, all it is domestic propaganda, and it could be from either side of the fence. It doesn't matter. It's all propaganda, and unfortunately, a propaganda during the Obama administration was made legal in this country, and because of that, an article could come out where 10 years ago was considered slandered and they would have to check their sources before printing. Now they'll throw it out within a 48 new hours news cycle, make the damage, a smear campaign, come back with a redaction that no one's paying attention to because they'll put it on page 8 or 10 of the newspaper as opposed to putting it front page where they hit you with the slander, and everything's fine because they covered their tracks. Just like the sand people in Star Wars, they cover their tracks to hide their numbers. You know what I'm saying? But in actuality, unfortunately, the world we live in now, like you said, people don't do their it's all clickbait and headline reading and sound bites that are taken out of context, and people make their assumptions and their analysis off of that, and they're not willing to go the extra inch to find out the whole truth because there's three sides to every story, the good side, the bad side of the truth. And unfortunately, people don't do that nowadays. And again, unfortunately, it reflects to so many people. Like you said, why are we getting taxed out the wazoo? You know why? Because people don't want to fight. They think, oh, if I stand up and start to slow clap when he's in arrest hold, I'm going to be made fun of. As opposed to standing up and realizing, guess what? As a society, the majority of the people, I would say 99% of the people in this country only want better life for themselves, their children, and what they want to do is live a good life. That's it. Pay their taxes, pay off their house, retire comfortably, you know, white picket fence. The American dream is still alive. Theoretically, but unfortunately, they get put into this little sector because of the media, where everything is a distraction, race, sex, gender, religion, and keeps us fighting for the crumbs while those in charge, those quote unquote 1%ers on top of the pyramid, no offense, right? On top of the pyramid are running away with the whole pie. And then we can't, and nobody wants to stand up. Cause we were saying before you came on, we were talking about all this UFO stuff. The UFO, you know, people like, oh, UFO. Okay. The Pentagon has disclosed it. The Navy has disclosed it. Pilots at American Airlines today said they saw a cylinder flying by. They thought it was a missile. They didn't know what the hell it was. It's an unidentified flying object. No one cares. Nobody cares. Everyone's worried about The Bachelor or whatever, or this nonsense or that nonsense.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going on my own rant now. I apologize.
No, but that's good. See, that's good. Again, open discussion. It's a beautiful thing when you can sit and talk and listen and just exchange ideas. And then that is what I wish we had more of in society.
Well, we do have more of it at patreon.com/theAceShow and at Hameen Media Group. I can't thank you enough, Idolizer, for giving us the time, man, and setting us straight on some things and kind of dispelling a little bit of the mystique. Maybe it's not as sexy as we like to believe it always is, man, but, dude, I've always been impressed, not just with your work ethic, your, mental acumen and making everything that they've ever given to you creatively work.
Thank you.
And, you definitely got it all. And you're always welcome to join us here on the Conspiracy Horse for an open invitation as always, man.
My pleasure. No, it was great talking to all you guys. Tell Stevie, please. I am genuinely hurt. He did not show up for this.
Big heat.
He's going to love that. He's going to love
it. There's no heat. I'm just hurt.
So there will be by the time we get to it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Never let the truth get in the way of a good rib.
Exactly.
You guys, you can subscribe patreon.com/theAceShow all through March. We're actually, as I got to kick over and watch the Big Show debut on AEW is the big news of the day, but we're going to be giving away Young Bucks autographed comic book for everyone who subscribes to patreon.com/theAceShow at the end of the month. We're going to do that giveaway. We also have an AEW signing signed piece for patreon.com/BigVitoBrand as well. So you can sign up for both of those and possibly win some cool swag, some great autographs as well as getting great shows, man. What's that? You don't like the...
Nothing. I'm looking at the chat, brother.
yeah, man. You know him by many names, but he's Aaron Stevens, or Aaron Haddad, if you will, at this point. We're going all the way down to the
whatever. Yeah. Any and all.
But you know him, Damian Sandow, Aaron the Idol Stevens, GGP, anything for you, Bookie Monster, or no?
Nah, man, no shows over here in the Northeast, unfortunately. NFO, we recorded last night, New Force Order, talked about the latest Star Wars news and all that stuff, lined up some guests coming up in the upcoming shows, and hopefully it'll drop tomorrow when Matt's done producing it.
So. Well, congratulations on another 100 episodes, man. That was really excellent, dude. I know that was a big milestone for you, dude. And thanks to MSG and Big Ray. They got the Roadcasters. Now I want to say thanks to Jason at Road for sending us that great equipment. It's only going to make Hameen Media Group shows that much more incredible. And I'm working on getting a discount code because I know three or four of you guys were interested in becoming part of Team Roadcaster as well. So I'm working on that this week. Sally, we're doing some revamping over at the Horror Junkyard. Going to put a fresh cone of paint on things. Yep. So we're going to do some creative stuff that way. What else you got going on, pal?
Well, in the meantime, we're just listening to the A Show. That's what we're checking out in our hiatus.
Hey, Aaron, are you a Star Wars fan by any chance?
I'm a moderate Star Wars fan, but
open invitation to come on to my Star Wars podcast anytime, brother.
Love to. And as a matter of fact, there's a very high ranking member of the Grand Lodge of Boston, Christopher, and he is a huge Star Wars mark. So, yeah, I will let him know I'm going to be on that, because I'm hoping he's listening now, but or watching now. Is this available, by the way? Like,
we can. Yeah, I'm on my YouTube channel. I'll send you the great link.
But yeah, no, Chris St. Cyr, he's big time Star Wars and a very big time Freemason and a great guy. So that'll be good.
First lodge on Tatooine, GGP. I'm telling
That's
you.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, he would be the guy to go see.
We'll come back next week and talk about Mars. Did we really go back with another lander, or is it on Greenland where somebody's zoomed in and showed them laid out there? Is the wool being pulled over our eyes, Elon Musk, with all that kind of stuff? We also want to get about to Dyatlov Pass and talk about that. Sal did a lot of, and I did some research on that. But next show, thanks to El Plaja from Brand Nubian, Lord Jamar coming on to talk about conspiracies and hip hop as well. So just more and more huge guests here. We appreciate everybody reaching out as we were about 78 strong here live at YouTube tonight, you guys. And as always, it'll be free at hackerhameen.podbean.com. Thank you so much again, Idolizer. We appreciate you, bro.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you. And thank you to everyone that tuned in.
All right, infidels. Y'all, the mind of the masses, Damian Sandow, Hacker Hameen, Big Sal Allah, and GGP signing off.
Hey, this is Stevie Richards. I'm here to tell you, you don't necessarily need all this equipment to get in the best shape of your life. All you need is this, a resistance band. I'm so excited to offer the 12-week resistance band training program to you, which features an interactive PDF with full overview videos, modifications, descriptions of all the exercises, scalability, no matter what fitness level or what age you are, the PDF scales the workout to you. Also, after your instant download of the PDF, you get full direct email support right from me, as well as access to a Facebook group with an awesome interactive community. I can't wait to help you take control of your fitness journey. So click on the link below, click on the link in my profile, or just put in StevieRichardsFitness.com, go to the store, and download the 12-week resistance band training program.